The Life Story of Leon Rosenberg. Introduction. The life story of this man is most unusual, if not actually unique. It represents personal experiences of a rabbinical student who eventually became a veteran missionary of the Cross of Christ. It documents experiences which took place in two different worlds. The rabbinical world, into which Leon Rosenberg was born and in which he spent his early years, being very strictly reared until he reached a mature age of 20, and the Christian world, in which he lived after his spiritual regeneration. The latter part of the early years, until Leon reached his 20th birthday and graduated from a rabbinical seminary, were spent mostly in the gloom of uncertainty, deep longings, and inner conflicts due to his burning thirst for knowledge and his quest for the truth. The depth of such a spiritual conflict is known only to those who have experienced it. The gap between rabbinical Judaism on the one hand and biblical Christianity, which we might call Messianism, on the other, seemed to be insurmountable. The power of the law, the rigid demands of the sages and their precepts, had already deeply influenced his life, while the light of the sure word of prophecy, as given in the prophetic books, was hidden, and the study thereof forbidden. It is indeed a miracle when one manages to find his way out of the confusing labyrinth of rabbinical interpretations and explanations of the Holy Writ as contained in the books of the Talmud. On the other hand, the sometimes shallow and dogmatic way of presenting the claims of Jesus Christ as the promised and expected Messiah of Israel on the part of those who represented Christianity served only to deepen the inner conflict of the one whose life story we are venturing to publish. It behooves the biographer to acquaint the reader with some of the early struggles of the hero of this biographical sketch in his search for proofs substantiating the messiahship of Jesus of Nazareth, and especially his deity as the Son of the living God. The frequently heated arguments with those who presented those claims will serve as an eye-opener to many and introduce them to a type or kind of Jews who are Jews not only because they were born such, but are Jews by deliberate choice. See Romans chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Rabbinical Talmudic Judaism is an entirely different world from that of Christendom. So are some of the customs and rites, as well as the significance which this caste of Jews attaches even to their observance of the Sabbath and other festivals in their mystical aspects. All these facts will be displayed before the reader in this unusual life story, and he or she will find it very enlightening and profitable. The arguments used by young Rosenberg to defend his faith, and how he eventually overcame the obstacles and stumbling blocks in his path to becoming a Christian, will be of assistance to many who are interested in the salvation of Israel as a nation and of individual Jews. The acceptance of Christ as his personal Savior was really a triumph of the grace of God in Leon Rosenberg's life, and a real proof that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Although Leon Rosenberg's struggle between darkness and light lasted for quite some time, praise God, the final victory was the Lord's, because Leon's rabbinical zeal was reborn with him and was sanctified and yielded fully to show forth the praises of him who had called him out of darkness into his marvelous light.